It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Hockman and Crowder. Brought to you by our good friends at Funky Buddha. Good vibes on tap.
Yes, sir.
Nailed it.
You got
I was
it.
Very nervous talking to Solana during the commercial break about having to do that little promotion here in the 5 o'clock hour because I don't have the actual read in front of me. I thought I was going to forget it. Remembered it all.
Nailed it, Appel. You nailed it.
Thank you. And look, I'm a little despondent because our hero Jimmer Fredette and Team USA 3-on-3 let us down with a loss to Serbia.
They lose?
They lost to Serbia.
That's a tough showing because the women's 3v3 team lost earlier today as well. Haley Van Lith is on that team. A couple other WNBA players also.
I mean, this... We need to fight. We need a total revamp of the 3-on-3 organization in the United States.
So what's going on here, though? Like, Jaylen Brown's upset that he couldn't go play with Team USA. Hey, go dominate the 3v3 because the best we're sending is Jimmer Fredette. Dude, Jimmer Fredette was balling in college when I was in, like, elementary school. What the hell's going on here?
The Shanghai Sharks.
He did play in China.
He was the original get ready to learn Chinese buddy.
I think he got drafted in the first round, didn't he?
I think so. He was definitely drafted. He had a cup of coffee with like the Kings or something.
Yeah,
right?
I think Sacramento drafted him, if I remember, in the first round.
He was a phenom. He really was. Like that, and I mean, obviously we know why. It's because he's white. But I mean, his college run was he had the shorts that went down past the calf. He was Steph Curry range before Steph Curry range, as we said earlier in the show.
Yeah, no joke. Like, you think of Curry range now. You think of all these kids, all these young whippersnappers pulling up from half court when they're playing pickup ball at the Y or at LA Fitness. All these scrubs at LA Fitness and Kendall. Hey, you can't make the half court shot, okay, you bum? Pass me the rock. But that was Jimmer range before Curry range. It really was.
We sound like Mad Dog Russo, Jimmer Fredette. Who's the point guard that he always references? Some crusty white guy from back in the day. I can't think of who it is.
I don't know.
But when he's doing one of those rants, he always references the same guy. That's who our Jimmer is. A little step back, trash paper ball into the trash can. Jimmer.
It was rowdy though. Like he was pulling up from 8-9 feet behind the 3-point line. He really was. If there's any young people who didn't get to witness Jimmer Fredette, which I can't imagine there's anybody younger than us listening to our show right now. But if you are out there, you're 20, 21 years old, YouTube it because you can go down a rabbit hole watching Jimmer Fredette highlight reel tape from his time at BYU.
Amazing stuff. Stuff of legends, honestly. We do have... Play the breaking news sound. It's been a few minutes, but play the breaking news sound because the Marlins made another trade. I should have said please. I'm sorry. More of a demand there. But the Marlins
starting to sound like Hawk more and more now, man. Damn.
I mean, listen, I talk to him too much. I steal his bits. I steal his cadence. You know, I mean, time of our lives.
Don't do that.
Tanner Scott and Brian Hoeing traded to the San Diego Padres for 4 prospects coming back from San Diego. It's the second trade, big trade, the Marlins have made with San Diego this season. Of course, they sent Luis Arraez out to San Diego back in May, but they'll get Graham Pauly, Robbie Snelling, Andy Mazur, and Jay Beshears. 4 names I've never heard of, but 3 of them are in the top 10, a couple of them in the top 5 on the Padres prospect rankings, and the praise is pouring in from across the Twitter machine. Marlins, one of the big winners of the trade deadline as far as sellers go. How about back-to-back years? The Marlins doing some good work at the trade deadline. Unfortunately, this year it's to replenish for the future and not build towards the playoff run.
I was about to say, like, being a winner when you're selling, I mean, it's great because we can talk about the future, but it's not exactly a win.
Because you'd like to be the team that's adding, obviously,
correct.
Like you were last year.
Like you were last year. No. Last year was fun. Last year, first time in years, Appel, you had the Marlins in a pursuit to go and try to win something. They got to the playoffs. But I'm with you. Like, I see the vision here. You're going out, you're getting draft pick, or you're getting prospects. You're trying to, because the goal here is to build up the farm system, is it not? Marlins farm system, again, correct me if I'm wrong, you're more in tune with this stuff than I am, but Marlins farm system coming into this year was not considered to be one of the strongest in Major League Baseball.
Quite the opposite. It was considered to be one of
the worst,
bottom two or three. Right. Yeah. So in what they've done over the last 2 days, 3 days, they have really replenished it quite a bit, especially on the offensive side. Like I said earlier, it's obviously not the position that anybody wants to be in, but like, this is the Rays model, and some can say, oh, well, the Rays model might not work everywhere. Well, look, the Rays are right in the thick of the AL wildcard race right now, and they're trading a couple popular players, but they've got guys in the minors who are ready to come up and take those spots. And just in their trade with the Cubs, well, the outfielder they got back is going to be a starter for them for the next few years until they recycle this again. But the Rays win like 85, 90 games every year. They're always in contention. They've been to a World Series in the last 5 years. So, yeah, they haven't fully come around and gotten a ring yet. But, man, if Peter Bendix and this regime can build something sustainable like this, I mean, I know it's going to suck not being able to, you know, really have a connection to certain players for long periods of time. But I'll take the winning and the consistency over that if it's the trade-off.
I think most people will, to be honest.
Yeah.
Most people will.
Yeah. Well, let's see when the time comes. Let's get the headlines.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Do you want to hear more from Mike McDaniel earlier today? We heard his comments on Tua Tagovailoa, him being, more nimble? A more nimble,
yep,
Tua. But I think one of the things that a lot of people have highlighted from Dolphins training camp has been the dominance of the defense over the past couple of days. You were there today, Appel. I know the offense, essentially what I gather is they stunk today. The offense stunk, not just the snapping issues. Tua can't get the ball from his center. But aside from that, the offense has just not been great overall through camp. And today, I mean, Omar Kelly said that the Dolphins offense looked like booty cheeks.
That's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It was not pretty, but hey, that means the defense is doing a good job.
Right. I think a takeaway can be, hey, Dolphins defense looks really good, and Anthony Weaver now taking over for Vic Fangio. Mike McDaniel talked about the great impression he has made with the team in this the short time since training camp.
I take the role and responsibility that I have super serious, super serious. I know how every decision that I make has huge ripple effects upon a lot of people that I care about that are depending on me. So feeling clarity or a clear sensation of the right person is in the right role, whatever that emotion would be, you know, balancing all of those responsibilities and a supreme desire to get it right. I look at it as that's my job to the organization. So I'm glad I'm doing my job.
He is doing his job.
Kind of just took credit for bringing Anthony Weaver here, but he deserves credit. He really does. He brought him here. It's got to work, man.
Yeah.
It's got to work.
It seems like the one big difference, as we alluded to earlier in the show, is that it seems like the guys on the defensive side of the ball are receptive and gravitating to whatever Anthony Weaver is bringing to the table. And they hinted, sometimes explicitly last year, that they were not the biggest fans of playing under Vic Fangio.
I just saw a message from you. Another Marlins trade. That just happened now? Like another Marlins,
yes,
trade? All right.
Yes,
I'll give you a break in your child. All right. Let's go, baby. Movement.
We don't know the return yet, but the Marlins have traded Brian De La Cruz to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wow.
According to Craig Mitch and others. Yeah.
Hmm.
Good enough.
No, well, you're gonna have your homework cut out for you, brother. You're gonna have your homework cut out for you. You're gonna go announce some of these players' names. You're gonna have to learn a whole new roster by the time the Marlins are back at home.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. Yeah. But De La Cruz, what a find he was. Gave the Marlins four solid seasons. Hit 19 homers last year. He has 18 this year. It's a good get for the Pirates. I'm curious to see what the return is for a guy like De La Cruz. But they got him in a throwaway trade for Yimi Garcia back in 2021. And he gave the Marlins like three to four good seasons, depending on how you want to add up the games. He played over 400 games for Miami since 2021. So he's a good guy. A lot of these, really, it's a good group overall. And so that's a tough part about this. I mean, there are times when teams who struggle, you know, it bleeds into the clubhouse and things don't go well on that end. By all accounts, this group, before they were all broken up just now, has been fantastic together. A lot of really good guys. So that's the unfortunate part of this. But yeah, Brian De La Cruz now, Pittsburgh Pirate.
Hopefully Andrew McCutchen in that deal, coming back to the Fish.
McCutchen?
He's young, right?
Yeah, give or take.
I think he's like 38 years old.
he's retiring within the next year or two.
Yeah.
If that.
All right. That's pretty much it for headlines. I don't want to give away too many spoilers from the Olympics. I know a lot of people, they get home and they watch it. But I will say this, and if you don't want spoilers, please turn off your radios right now, because I'm going to give one. Team USA, they won gold in women's teams gymnastics today. So Simone Biles leads Team USA to another gold in women's teams gymnastics. They're back on top. Team USA men's basketball plays South Sudan tomorrow at 3 p.m. Dolphins are off training camp tomorrow. There's no practice tomorrow, but Miami Hurricanes fall camp begins tomorrow. And July 31st, tomorrow, marks exactly 1 month before UMFSU. Marlins
Very
play
exciting.
Today. Marlins play today, by the way. 6:50 in Tampa Bay. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot. It's humid. That's your weather. Man, we didn't even touch on National Cheesecake Day today. All-you-can-eat pancakes are back at IHOP as well.
Whoa!
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that we'll get to tomorrow.
Without me, though. Hawk will be back tomorrow.
Without you.
With Solana. With Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time. Played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
Welcome back, Hawk and Crowder. Appel in for Hawk. Solana is here as well. Hawk will be back tomorrow. Busy day for the Miami Marlins. The trade deadline is coming up in 8 minutes, and they have made six trades today. Let's see if I can even remember all of them. The headliner, of course, Tanner Scott and Brian Hoeing going to the San Diego Padres. They get four prospects, including three in the top 10 in the Padres system for Tanner Scott. They traded Trevor Rogers to the Baltimore Orioles, got two guys, Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers, who should be in the lineup for the big league club coming up. Maybe in their next series after Tampa or on the homestand, which is coming up August 5th is when the next homestand starts. Brian De La Cruz is now a Pittsburgh Pirate. Huascar Brazoban is now a New York Met. There are a couple other moves that the Marlins might make in the next 7 minutes. They've already traded AJ Puck to Arizona. And I think I'm forgetting one more trade that they made. Solana, you want to help me out here? I'm blanking on the other one they made. I don't think it was today. It's been too much to follow.
AJ Puck, a couple days ago. Are we missing anybody
said that
from
one.
Today,
you
though?
Listening. What?
Are we missing? I was not. I'll be 100% honest. I was not listening. Are we missing anything from today, though?
Let me look up Mish's timeline. We planned
Brian
for me to talk about and recap.
Yeah, Brian De La Cruz
yep.
to the Pirates.
Said that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tanner Scott, you said
that.
And Hoeing.
Mm-hmm. Covered that. JT Chagua to the Mariners. That's the
right.
One
Chagwar.
Of course. That's right. Oh, and Josh Bell to the Diamondbacks.
And Josh Bell as well.
So there's your little trade deadline recap. The Marlins have 6 minutes. It seems like they might trade another reliever or two before that. But this does give us a chance to do our giveaway for Beer Fest. It's a Hawk and Crowder exclusive. We got a pair of Beer Fest tickets to give away when the Marlins host Luis Arraez, Brian Hoeing, and Tanner Scott and the San Diego Padres on August 10th.
That's right.
Enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. That means keep listening like right now because I'm going to tell you. You must be 21 to enter and win. Because the Marlins made six trades today, we'll take caller 6, 305-567-0560. You can win tickets to Beer Fest on August 10th. Caller 6 to the contest line for that. Which brings us to some more housekeeping. I know Solana has some stuff to tell us about our good friends over at Hollywood Kia.
Yes, sir. My friends at Hollywood Kia, they're going to make your car buying experience the absolute best possible. So I talked to you about Hollywood Kia earlier in the show, but I just want to remind everybody that this is based on my experience. I went to Hollywood Kia. They're conveniently located in Hollywood on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. I test drove along with my fiance who was looking to get a new car. She test drove the Kia Forte. She test drove the Sportage. She test drove the Telluride, the EV9, and she settled on the Kia Sorento. Mitchell, the sales manager at Hollywood Kia, took unbelievable care of my fiance and I, and that's exactly what everybody is going to experience. They're no pressure environment. They're going to help you find the perfect vehicle for your needs and budget. And again, I know this because I experienced it myself. For all these vehicles I mentioned and much more, which you can go and test drive at their dealership, Hollywood Kia, they can do the deals that other dealers can't or won't do. Don't forget, you can also check out their website, hollywoodkia.com, where you can search by year, model, price range, and more. They do the highest volume of Kia sales in Florida, so you'll find an extensive selection of their new model certified pre-owned vehicles, all of them to choose from, whether you want to trade in, lease, or if you want to buy a brand new Kia. Again, conveniently located in Hollywood on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia.
Thanks to Solana. Thanks to Crowder. Thanks to Jimmy. Thanks to Adam Beasley of Pro Football Network. Thanks to Drew Carter of NBC Sports Boston on ESPN for joining us. Appreciate y'all listening. Hawk will be back tomorrow. Josh Appel in for him today. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Sports Day with Dan Day is coming up next on QAM.
You need the neat.
That's all, folks.
You need the neat.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care. Brush your hair.